I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Many fear the Muslim Brotherhood could hijack Egypt's revolution. But one organization says there's hope for Christians in that predominantly Muslim nation. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says,
there is a rejoicing. I think there is a genuine joy on their part that Mubarak has stepped down and that there is some hope for change and maybe some real freedom and a voice in the country.
Rodehaver says Christians have set aside the next 3 days for fasting and prayer, that the revisions in the Constitution won't shut out Christians. Despite the questions, Rodehaver says there seems to be revival in the church.
A service that normally went an hour, hour and a half, went 2.5 hours. They also see that this has given them a great opportunity to share their faith even more openly.
IN believers are providing needed groceries to those adversely affected by the revolution, all in an effort to share Jesus. Gifts of $50 and $100 are needed to do even more. And the Ivory Coast election dispute between the presidential incumbent and rival Alassane Ouattara continues. Wycliffe Bible Translator's Ivory Coast partner Mark Dotson spoke to us via Skype from Senegal.
With this situation unresolved, it was leading to a lot of population decay in the capital, where our main offices are.
Dotson says the move has disrupted some of their Bible translation work. However,
our teams are used to operating independently. They've trained, they know what they're doing, and they can continue with translation or literacy work with just periodic checkups to see how they're doing.
Keep praying for a peaceful resolution. There are difficult days ahead. We've got more online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants you to go on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. Enter for your chance to win. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.